A woman's immune system suddenly turns against her pancreas, destroying the insulin-producing cells one by one. A child exposed to peanuts goes into life-threatening shock within minutes. Meanwhile, a virus systematically dismantles the very defense system designed to stop it. These aren't rare medical anomalies. They're glimpses into the paradox at the heart of human survival. The immune system stands as our most sophisticated protection against a world teeming with threats, yet it possesses an equally remarkable capacity for destruction when its delicate balance tips. Understanding this system means grasping how millions of microscopic soldiers coordinate their attacks, recognize friend from foe, and remember every battle they've ever fought, all while operating largely beyond our conscious awareness. At the 1976 American Legion Convention in Philadelphia, Legionella pneumophilobacteria killed 34 people, revealing our layered defenses. Cilia sweep invaders upward like a microscopic escalator. When bacteria breach this barrier, macrophages recognize molecular patterns and release cytokines that trigger fever and summon neutrophils, kamikaze cells that engulf bacteria and release DNA nets, sacrificing themselves to trap invaders. Dendritic cells carry bacterial fragments to lymph nodes, presenting molecular wanted posters to T lymphocytes. Perhaps 1 in 100,000 T cells matches, but when found, it multiplies 10,000-fold within a week. These warriors kill infected cells and coordinate with B cells to manufacture antibodies, Y-shaped proteins marking bacteria for destruction. Memory cells remain on patrol, responding faster if the threat returns. For decades, scientists dismissed lymphocytes as debris. Then, in the 1950s, James Gowans drained lymphocyte-rich fluid from rats for 24 hours. These depleted animals couldn't produce antibodies, proving these cells were the immune system's information carriers operating by three fundamental laws. Universality solves a staggering challenge, responding to virtually any molecular structure. During development, each lymphocyte randomly assembles receptor genes from hundreds of segments, creating millions of unique combinations. Your body contains lymphocytes recognizing threats that don't yet exist. Tolerance prevents catastrophe. In the thymus, T cells strongly recognizing self proteins are eliminated. Thymic cells express proteins from distant organs, like the pancreas, allowing elimination of cells that might attack these tissues later. People with mutations preventing regulatory T cell development suffer IPEX syndrome, devastating autoimmune attacks on multiple organs simultaneously. Appropriateness determines when to fight. Your body constantly encounters foreign molecules in food, air, and on skin. Pattern recognition receptors detect molecular signatures unique to dangerous microbes, bacterial cell wall fragments, or viral genetic material. Only when these danger signals appear do dendritic cells transform from peacekeepers into drill sergeants, mobilizing lymphocytes for battle. Edward Jenner's 1796 smallpox vaccination worked brilliantly, but he didn't know why. The scientific foundation emerged from Louis Pasteur's 1880 vacation mistake. Returning to his lab, he found weakened chicken cholera cultures that caused only mild symptoms. Yet these chickens later resisted lethal doses. Pasteur recognized the parallel to Jenner's work and coined vaccination to honor him. His 1881 demonstration was dramatic. 25 vaccinated sheep survived lethal anthrax, while all unvaccinated animals died. These successes revealed immunity's remarkable specificity. The instruction theory proposed antibodies molded themselves around invading antigens like clay. Linus Pauling championed this so strongly, he proposed World War II factories to mass-produce antibodies using antigens as templates. But Christian Anfinsen showed protein shape is determined solely by amino acid sequence. Proteins spontaneously refold without templates, making antigen molding impossible. The revolutionary alternative came from David Talmage and MacFarlane Burnet in 1957. They proposed each lymphocyte produces one antibody type before encountering antigen. When antigen binds a matching lymphocyte, perhaps one cell among 100,000, that rare cell multiplies explosively. This clonal selection meant antigens select cells rather than instruct antibodies. This created a new puzzle. How could the body generate millions of antibodies without millions of genes? Susumu Tonegawa solved this in the mid-1970s. He discovered antibody genes exist as libraries with dozens of V segments, several D segments, and multiple J segments. During B cell development, one segment from each library is randomly selected and permanently joined, like shuffling cards, generating millions of combinations from relatively few genetic elements. B and T cells recognize antigens differently. Antibodies recognize three-dimensional structures directly on pathogen surfaces. T cells detect small peptide fragments displayed on cell surfaces bound to MHC proteins. When bacteria invade a cell, they're broken into peptide fragments that bind MHC molecules and travel to the cell surface, like examining evidence in a courtroom rather than witnessing the crime directly. This explains why some people respond robustly to vaccines while others barely respond. If your MHC molecules cannot bind peptides from a pathogen, your T cells cannot see that threat. This also explains why certain MHC types dramatically increase risk for specific autoimmune diseases. They present self-peptides that trigger destructive immune responses. Infectious agents exploit every niche in the human body, each requiring different defensive strategies. Viruses hide inside cells beyond antibody reach. Bacteria thrive in extracellular fluid or within cellular compartments. Parasitic worms trigger inflammatory damage. The immune system's genius lies in deploying precisely the right weapons against each threat. Richard Loxley at UCSF discovered this principle studying Leishmania major, a parasite from sandfly bites. Some mouse strains, healers, controlled infection, while others, progressors, couldn't. The difference wasn't whether they responded, but how. Healers produced CD4 T cells secreting interferon gamma, TH1 cells, activating macrophages to kill parasites hiding inside them. Progressors produced interleukin-4, TH2 cells, useless against Leishmania. When progressors received antibodies blocking IL-4, they switched to interferon gamma and became healers. This revealed distinct CD4 T cell subtypes. T1 cells combat intracellular bacteria and viruses, T2 cells fight parasitic worms, T17 cells battle extracellular bacteria and fungi. CD8 killer T cells face a delicate balance. Destroying virus-infected cells before new viruses emerge interrupts infection, but falling behind viral replication means destroying many infected cells compromises organ function, immunopathology, where immune response causes more harm than the virus. The immune system evolved brakes. In chronic infections, T cells express PD-1, which interacts with PD-L1 to inactivate them, preventing catastrophic tissue damage. This led to revolutionary cancer immunotherapies like pembrolizumab and nivolumab that block PD-1, allowing T cells to attack tumors, checkpoint therapy transforming cancer treatment. Your intestines harbor trillions of microbes from thousands of species, profoundly influencing immune function, metabolism, and disease susceptibility. When antibiotics disrupt this ecosystem, opportunistic species like Clostridium difficile can dominate, causing severe inflammation. Richard Flavell's research reveals surprising connections between gut bacteria and metabolic disorders. Mice lacking the NLRP6 inflammasome develop fatty liver disease more readily. Compromised intestinal barriers allow bacterial components to leak into the bloodstream, triggering liver inflammation. Remarkably, housing normal mice with these susceptible mice transfers the disease tendency through microbiota sharing alone, proving abnormal gut bacteria can trigger disease without genetic predisposition. Similarly, mice lacking the TBET transcription factor develop colitis, and normal mice sharing housing acquire this susceptibility through altered microbiota. The microbiome also influences treatment responses. Some cancer immunotherapies work better in patients with certain gut bacterial compositions. Researchers are exploring whether manipulating the microbiome through probiotics, dietary changes, or fecal transplants could enhance treatment effectiveness or prevent diseases ranging from inflammatory bowel disease to obesity and diabetes. Autoimmune diseases affect millions, despite elaborate tolerance mechanisms. In rheumatoid arthritis, immune responses destroy joint cartilage and bone. The HLA-DR4 gene variant increases risk tenfold. Mark Feldman and Ravinder Maini achieved breakthrough treatment by blocking TNF, the master cytokine driving inflammation, with monoclonal antibodies. Systemic lupus erythematosus primarily affects women of childbearing age, causing a butterfly-shaped facial rash and potentially life-threatening kidney inflammation from antibodies attacking their own DNA. Allergic conditions affect roughly 10% of Americans through type 2 immunity. Th2 cells produce IL-4, IL-13, and IL-5, triggering allergic inflammation. IL-4 drives IgE antibody production that binds to mast cells. When allergens cross-link these antibodies, mast cells explosively release histamine, causing airway constriction and blood vessel dilation that can progress to anaphylactic shock. Monoclonal antibodies blocking specific cytokines like TNF, IL-4, or IL-17 dramatically improve symptoms while preserving other immune functions, transforming once disabling conditions into manageable chronic illnesses. The HIV epidemic represents immunology's greatest challenge. Identified in 1980-1981, when young gay men developed unusual pneumonia and rare cancers, HIV systematically destroys CD4 T cells, the helper cells coordinating immune responses. By targeting immunity's coordinators, it dismantles the entire defense network. As CD4 counts drop, patients develop AIDS, characterized by infections and cancers, revealing our dependence on functional immunity. The NIH Revitalization Act of 1993 centralized AIDS research, leading to breakthroughs including prevention of mother-to-infant transmission and protease inhibitors. These advances enabled highly active antiretroviral therapy, HART, transforming HIV from a death sentence into a manageable chronic condition. Patients on effective HART suppress viral replication to undetectable levels and live near-normal lifespans. Yet an effective vaccine remains elusive due to HIV's high mutation rate and latent reservoirs that rebound if treatment stops. Understanding immunity isn't academic, it's survival. Your immune system wages countless unseen battles, distinguishing self from invader with precision exceeding our best AI. The future promises vaccines for ancient diseases, better autoimmune treatments, and cancer therapies harnessing immunity's power. When you recover from a cold or a vaccine prevents infection, you're witnessing millions of years of evolutionary refinement, a cellular army that learns, remembers, and adapts.